We have been betrayed. Every Conservative in this hall and everyone you represent, we all know individual MPs don't succeed on their own. They do so by standing... They don't do it on their own, they do so by standing on the shoulders of others. Those are your shoulders. People who volunteered for Mr. Reckless, they supported him as a Conservative. People who pounded the streets, they supported him as a Conservative. People who donated money from their own pockets, who worked tirelessly for him, they supported him as a Conservative. They did so... I believe they did so in good faith. You believed this individual represented a set of ideals, deeply held principles, a manifesto. You lent him your support on trust, and because you believed that he carried our party banner. Today, your trust has been abused. You have been cheated. But worse, the people of Rochester and Stroud have been cast aside. They voted for a strong Prime Minister who would not duck the difficult decisions on our economy, holding our union together, or on English votes for English laws. They voted to cap welfare, to create jobs, to curb immigration. They voted for a strong Conservative team who would give them a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for that in-out referendum on Europe. As your party chairman... As your party chairman, I share your deep sense of betrayal and anger. We have been let down by somebody who has repeatedly lied to his constituents and to you, who said one thing and then did another. Last month, he looked us in the eye and he said, only our Prime Minister could secure a say for the British people on Europe. Last week, he insisted he would be campaigning for an outright Conservative majority. 2 days ago, he was busy leaving phone messages, claiming that he was enthusiastic about joining us to campaign for Rachel McLean here in Birmingham today. He lied and lied and lied again. Here is the truth. Here is the truth. There is only one party with a plan to fix our economy, to deal with our deficit and to cut taxes. There is only one leader with the clout to stand up for Britain on the world stage. There is only one way to get that in-out referendum. So let this be a rallying cry. My friends, we are going to campaign hard in Rochester and Stroud because the people there deserve an MP who will keep his word, because our country needs us now more than ever. So let's resolve today. We will not waver. We will not be blown off course. We will finish the job we have started, and next year we will meet as a majority Conservative government.